Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 4 to 6 on 1600 ESPN.
Quiet.
This is Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
Happy Monday. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. Spencer on Sports here on 1600 ESPN, Eastern Iowa's home for sports. It's a Power Hour edition of the show, kicking off the week, speeding through the show today. We got Cubs pregame coming up at 5:05 tonight. Cubs and the Phillies from Citizens Bank Park. First pitch at 5:40. Of course, we are your home in Eastern Iowa for Chicago Cubs baseball. And tonight, no different. Take you to the start of the pregame show at 5:05. That means we've got an hour to talk about everything we would in two for one. I don't know. We've still workshopping that on the marketing side, but it is a Power Hour edition of the show with you till five, and we got a lot to get to in the 1 hour we have together here on 1600 ESPN. Spencer Wagon, my name. Thanks for choosing this program here. We call it Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN, Eastern Iowa's home for sports. If you want to chime in during the time we have together today, 319-366-1600. That is the talk line and the text line. Phone lines open, text line open as well. After a busy, busy weekend, going to get to your Monday MVP and LVP nominees coming up here in just a little bit. We'll get to that coming up after 4:30. I think I can foresee in my head where many of you might go with the MVP this week. And I think you're right. We'll talk about that coming up after 4:30. I've got a couple of additional MVPs, most valuable player or persons from the sports world. Have a couple LVPs as well, including one that unfortunately I think we may have to retire. Maybe this person can become Monday LVP emeritus. You know, you have professors that they retire. One of my favorite professors in college, Randall Davidson, he was the director of radio services at the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh. He's retired in the last 5 to 10 years, but he's still a professor emeritus. So he's no longer teaching. He's no longer at the school. But he's still like involved. He's like, you can come back and do what you want, basically. I know that's not really what happens, but he's forever a part of the faculty. I feel like this person, and if you listen to the show regularly, you listen to the Monday MVP and LVP segment, you know exactly who I'm talking about. And I think they can become the LVP emeritus for the segment. I will explain coming up after 4:30. We got a busy night tonight in sports. There's no NBA action because the postseason starts tomorrow with the play-in tournament. We got hockey tonight. We got Major League Baseball. We've also got the WNBA draft, and we could see another person with Iowa ties, hear their name called at some point tonight. Been reading some different mock drafts, looking at some of the analysis today. Hannah Stolke, former Iowa Hawkeye, could hear her name called at some point tonight. Not a guarantee, obviously, but looking around, her name getting listed in some of those mock drafts, especially in the later rounds. It's only three rounds of the draft, obviously, but a much smaller draft in comparison to the NBA, in comparison to the NFL. Obviously, you're not talking about seven rounds in the WNBA, but could hear her name called today. Certainly, we'll be following that tonight after the show. But we'll take a look at the latest intel there. Look at who's got the number one pick. Indiana Fever, where they're picking as well. We'll talk about that coming up around 4:50 tonight and take a look at the night ahead in sports. So lots to talk about, lots to get to here on 1600 ESPN, like usual, as we get things going for a brand new week. 319-366-1600 is the talk line and text line, like I said, as we get going here on a Monday afternoon. Power Hour edition of the show, so let's not waste any more time. Let's get started here for this afternoon.
What's happening?
Big news. This just in.
This is really important.
Wow, that is really, really big.
Here we go. Starting up a brand new week. Great weekend of sports. I was tuned into some baseball throughout the weekend. My team is not doing well. I know a lot of Cub fans not too thrilled with how their team's been playing to start the season. It's still early. It's only April 13th. It's not time to hit that big old red button on my screen here that says panic button just yet, but I was less than thrilled with the play on the field and the so-called City Connects by my favorite team this weekend. And hopefully your team is doing better than mine in baseball. But it was a great weekend for golf. The Masters certainly taking center stage on my TV, and I'm sure many of yours this weekend as well. We had the Masters updates all last week to keep you up to date with what's happening, and we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up in just a few moments. But boy, what a weekend it was. We've been starting with the transfer portal and college hoops because it is still portal season. The portal opened just last week for both the men's and women's teams, and plenty of movement left and right, up and down, forwards and backwards here. Maybe not as backwards, if you know what I mean, but lots of movement to sum things up this weekend. And we, of course, have been focusing in on what's happening with the state of Iowa teams, Iowa, Iowa State, Northern Iowa, Drake, and both the men's and women's sides. And plenty of news this weekend. Man, if you were not active, if you weren't checking your Twitter feeds, if you're active on X, Twitter, or any of the social feeds, or following along with news about your favorite team, you missed quite a bit this weekend because there were a lot of moves incoming, especially for the Hawkeyes and Cyclones on the men's and women's sides this weekend. We'll get to Iowa State in just a moment because there was one really impactful move on that side. I felt it was a little bit of a surprise. We'll leave it at that. But when you look at kind of the bigger picture, it makes sense as to some of the news you saw there. Of course, we know that T.J. Otzelberger makes quick work of filling the roster. He's done that year in and year out, and this year certainly no different with the transfers that he brought in. But we did see our first piece of movement this weekend. One of the big undertakings that was going to have to happen, excuse me, here this week or this season, this offseason, was remaking the Iowa women's basketball roster with the departures that they had, four seniors leaving to graduation, and then a handful of players leaving for the transfer portal, including players like Addie Deal and Emily Rodriguez, who, again, that whole situation, just a strange one in of itself. But you lose quite a bit of depth. Maybe not a ton of production, but you lose quite a bit of depth and pieces that, you know, if they maybe had stayed another year or they were given a chance to truly, you know, develop into a player that maybe they thought they could be when they were being recruited, you don't know what could happen. But they all chose to leave. You have the graduation losses with Kylie Fierbach and Taylor McCabe and Hannah Stolke, three key pieces to that team. So losing nine, you got to bring in quite a few players, and the first domino, if you will, fell this weekend, and a lot of people excited about this. We talked about this briefly, I think it was Thursday or maybe even Friday last week, just about the transfers that had been visiting or scheduled to visit over the weekend, and there was one that kind of stood out just because of past ties. That's one piece to the puzzle. But Danny Carnegie from Georgia, she stood out to a lot of folks because of just her numbers from last season. First team all SEC, 17 points per game, hair under 18, actually, 17.8 to be completely straight on factual with the numbers. But five rebounds, three assists, scoring guard, someone who can create their shot, score the basketball, maybe take a little pressure off of players like Taylor Stremlo and Chitchat Wright. That would have been a huge get, and that is a huge get. She did commit to Iowa women's hoops over the weekend. And so a big domino falls there. It wasn't just kind of the numbers that you saw. It wasn't the first-team accolades that you saw. It was also her past connections, and we talked about that briefly last week with just knowing that she played at Georgia Tech her freshman season with Chitchat Wright. Was coached by Lysandra Barrett, who was on the staff at Georgia Tech. So some instant kind of connections there. You enter the transfer portal. There was a coaching change with Katie Abrahamson Henderson, who was let go at Georgia as their head coach. You know, there's maybe a little bit of a recruiting advantage there for the Iowa women, considering Georgia played in Carver Hawkeye Arena, so right in their own arena. Of course, you don't know who's entering the portal, but maybe you can kind of get a sense of if this person does, then we reach out. But it was a match, and that's certainly good news. You know, I keep saying it. I wrote about it at KGYMradio.com. But the portal giveth and the portal taketh, right? For every player that leaves, another one will come in. And it's hard to see that in the moment, right? And who knows how it's going to work out, right? It seems like a good pairing. It seems like exactly one of the fits that the Iowa women needed. You need to see that production continue into her junior season in a different conference, right, in the Big Ten, different environment than playing at Georgia. But, you know, having that kind of, you know, ties, right, the pre-existing relationships, the ability to, you know, have people you can lean on, right, adjusting to a new environment, that all matters in stuff like this. It you know, you don't want to fit the old square peg into a round hole type of thing. And having those pre-existing kind of like, hey, we can vouch for her. We know who she is. We know who, you know, how she plays the game. We see her skill set. You know, having those kind of connections that kind of bridge a gap, right, I think is important in a situation like this. And certainly having someone who put up the numbers she did last season, that doesn't make you shy away at all. So a sixth player now on the team, right? You need a lot more than six for this upcoming season, but the work is still going on for this Iowa women's team. And just looking specifically at Carnegie and looking at how she was widely considered by ESPN, especially with their portal rankings, the number six prospect, right? So a top 10 prospect in the transfer portal when it comes to women's basketball this season. That's big. And you can say what you will about rankings, but it's different for, I think, in terms of recruiting out of the portal. It's different than high school rankings, right? Because there's a much different style of play high school to college. But when you've seen, all right, two seasons of this player, you know, you kind of look at their skill set, how they've developed, right, where they've gotten better. I think it's a little bit more meaningful to see that in terms of the transfer portal, you know, players coming out, players going in, stuff like that, than it would be for high school to college. That's just my personal thought on it. But number six player in the portal, according to ESPN, again, you know, just looking at some of the stats with her, 5'9". 13 20-point games last year, three double-doubles for that Georgia team. You know, 22 games, won last year, 7 seed in the NCAA tournament, of course, lost to Virginia. Virginia then upset Iowa. So it's not maybe the most happy ending for her time in Georgia, but her Iowa career will be starting here this fall, and she'll have 2 years of eligibility left for her time in Iowa City. So I think that's an underrated thing too. You look at just kind of the having the time left, right, in the transfer portal, or having time left in your college career, I should say. When you're looking in the portal, everybody has different strategies, right? You have the plug and play, you know, kind of go for the run. This is the best team you're going to have in quite some time, so load it up with experience and go for the championship in that short window of time you have. We've seen teams do that and be successful. We've seen teams do that and maybe fall a little bit short. But it shows that at least some of the strategy is, okay, let's get some players who can contribute maybe for this season and this season only, but also they have this season to maybe get their feet under them for the first part of it. And then you're hoping that the senior year is kind of the true kind of breakthrough, the kind of reach to the top, reach to the pinnacle. That's the hope. It's not guaranteed, right? Nothing's guaranteed. But you have to like what you see. Just looking at it on paper, you have to like that there's some pre-existing you know, relationships, like I said there, and we'll see how it all turns out in the end. But that was the big one, Danny Carnegie from Georgia, former Georgia Bulldog. She is transferring in from Georgia to Iowa City and will have, like I said, 2 years of eligibility remaining with the Hawkeyes as she takes over in Iowa City starting this fall. 319-366-1600. That was the women's side of things. Six players on the roster. There's a question on the text line. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes, 7. That's correct. I misspoke. Thank you, 8310. 8310, you want to co-host the show? I don't mean that sarcastically. I can't count today. I'm looking at a number on the screen. Like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes, that is 7. You add in McKenna Velichko, that is 7. 7 players on the roster. We need the count from Sesame Street to come in here. Ah, 7. That is 7 players. You're correct. Thank you. McKenna Velichko included in there, 6 non-freshman players. That's the number that I was referring to. But yes, 7 in total for the Iowa women. 319-366-1600. A little movement on the men's side, just to wrap things up on that end for the Hawkeyes. There've been a lot of names thrown out there. A few names that were thought to be heavy targets for Ben McCollum and staff have committed elsewhere. The one I saw earlier today was Finley Bizjack from Butler, going to West Virginia. A few other names out there that are still circling around, some visits scheduled, but no movement in, at least. Alvaro Fulgaris, the only movement out in terms of transfer portal for Ben McCollum and staff. 319-366-1600. The other big stories, I guess you could say, this weekend, a busy weekend for Iowa State men's basketball here this weekend. And you need to keep the list going because there were so many announcements. 3 in 1 day, in fact, for the Cyclone men as they added to the roster quite a bit here this weekend. The big story, though, in terms of Iowa State hoops with T.J. Otzelberger was the announcement made by Milan Momcilovic. This came out yesterday, that he is officially declaring for the NBA draft and entering the transfer portal. Now, you've seen this. This is not something uncommon. It's just the way things are with the portal, because you don't get you don't get 4 weeks, you don't get a full month to enter the transfer portal. You have to make both choices at once, which is incredibly tough to do, right? I mean, the NBA draft situation, right, you have X amount of time to put your name in, to test the waters, and then you have a deadline. I believe it's the end of May. I could be completely wrong on that. But you could pull yourself out of the draft and return to school, whether that's the school you came from or a different school, then so be it. In this day and age, and especially in terms of roster building, and you look at kind of the subsequent moves that happened with Iowa State over the weekend with T.J. Otzelberger, and how quickly they filled in the roster with transfer players, some of them which we mentioned last week as players who were visiting Iowa State in the latter stages of last week. In this day and age, in a way, Milan Momcilovic is doing Iowa State a solid by entering the portal and declaring for the draft. If I had to make a prediction as to what he will end up doing, I think he goes to the draft. I don't know that specifically. I'm not connected to Milan in any way. There's been people, you two are from Wisconsin, you should know. No, I know who he is, covered a few of his games way back when. But there's no like psychic connection, so let's be clear with that. I think in the end, there was kind of a mutual understanding between Iowa State, the team, T.J. Otzelberger, the coaching staff, and Milan Momcilovic. Hey, you know, we understand you're entering the draft. You know, we don't necessarily want you to transfer somewhere else, but we kind of need to have an answer. It sounds cold. It kind of is cold. That's just life right now in college athletics. If you want to come back to school, that's great, but we need to move forward, and we need to act quickly on bringing in the players we want to bring in. It's not that we don't want you back. It's just how business works right now. And I think that's kind of what we're seeing here. I think in the end, like I said a few moments ago, I think he ends up going to the NBA draft. His stock is all over the place. I was looking earlier today in terms of Milan Momcilovic, right? Three-point assassin, right? Three-point shooter, one of the best in the country. He clearly can find a role in the NBA, right, for that. A guy coming off the bench, 3-and-D type of guy, more 3 than maybe D. But if you can develop that, right, I think you've got a spot in today's NBA especially. And I was looking at some different sources, and again, mock drafts are not, you know, the end-all be-all for everything. It's not 100% accurate that so-and-so is going to be picked here. There's always changes that the lottery hasn't even happened yet. There's trades, right? So you could get picked by one team and then get traded, your rights traded to another NBA franchise. But kind of a wide range for the mock drafts that are out there that have him on it for Momcilovic. NBA Draft.net, their latest 2026 mock, has him number 30 overall. That's the last pick of the first round going to the Dallas Mavericks. Tankathon.com has him 54th overall to Golden State. And I believe they had him mock traded to the Los Angeles Lakers, if I was reading their site correctly. But Golden State makes the pick. So kind of a varying range there. A couple different sources have him, right, late first round, which is huge, right? Especially late first rounds, usually the team that won the title, right, or close to it. Maybe their pick's been traded. There's so many pick swaps and whatever we can't keep track of it sometimes with that. But late first to really anywhere in the second, yeah, not necessarily an ideal spot. And it's important to point out, too, you look at the NBA, and there's numerous examples, I should say, about players who declare, they go to the draft, they get picked, mid to late second round. They bounce around quite a bit, and they look for that perfect opportunity. Spend some time in the G League, right? It's not the most glamorous thing in the world, but if you can carve out your niche, if you can do what you've done and continue to do it at a high rate, right? Especially shooting threes is something that's very common in the NBA. It's a big part of the game. I don't need to tell any of you that. There's a path for you there. I saw someone, I think it was on X, bring up AJ Green, former Northern Iowa product. There's, okay, well, should he transfer to Iowa State, or his dad, the assistant coach, is an assistant coach, now ironically the head coach back at UNI. But AJ stayed in the draft, right? Ended up signing with Milwaukee, and he's had a nice start to his career. And more often than not, you see players like Milan take the shot, stay in the draft. The evaluation is the key thing, right? And what do they get back? Where do they get projected by different scouts? Right, where can your game fit into the league? I think in the end, right, you look at the numbers he put up this season, led the country and made threes, 3-point shooting percentage, made 48.75%, so 49% if you're rounding up, 136 made threes, most by an Iowa State player in a single season, right? That all those numbers, right? I think he's making the smart choice here. If he gets reviews that are not so great, I think it will sting a lot, not a little, a lot, if you're an Iowa State fan, to see him go somewhere else, be a sharpshooter for a season. But in the end, this is a decision. You're making two decisions at once, right? The draft and the portal. You have to keep your options open. If I don't get the draft feedback I want, and it is May 27th, it's right here on my sheet, you have until the end of May to make that decision, and then you choose somewhere else. And look, he's gonna go somewhere. If he does not get the evaluation he wants in the transfer portal or in the NBA draft, he's gonna get. And I don't think this is why he's choosing the portal, but there are gonna be a lot of people calling for his services. That's for sure. And we'll see how it ends up. But 6'8", 225, officially declaring for the NBA draft. Looking to get that feedback, and that's important. We've seen players get feedback, stay in. Players get feedback, come out, return for another year. But because the portal window is 2 weeks, right, you get 2 weeks to put your name in. You can stay in as long as you want. but you got 2 weeks to decide. Iowa State also has limited time to act on the transfers they want. I think that's why you're seeing both happen. And it's not a bye, see ya, don't let the door hit you on the way out. It's more of a, we appreciate everything you've done. We have to make our decisions. You have to make your decisions. No hard feelings. I think that's kind of the read between the lines answer as to why you're seeing both happen at once. 319-366-1600. As for transfers, a bevy of them, some really good ones coming in for T.J. Otzelberger's team. We talked about Leon Bond, junior out of Northern Iowa. He announced his commitment to Iowa State on Friday. Mentioned that briefly during the show. Jaquan Johnson out of Bradley. Yeah, pretty good player. One of the best players in the Missouri Valley, first team All-MVC, also the defensive player of the year. What do we know about T.J. Otzelberger's teams? They play defense. Jaquan Johnson, the defensive player of the year, 17 points, 4 rebounds, 3.5 assists, 2.5 steals per game for the Bradley Braves last year. Taj Manning coming over across enemy lines. He was at K-State last year, 6'7" junior. Didn't play a ton under Jerome Tang, but a possible developmental piece for the front court there. And then Ryan Prather out of Robert Morris, second-team All-Horizon League player. He is a grad transfer coming into Iowa State. Also from Northwestern, Trace Singleton, a freshman forward from Northwestern, coming from the Big Ten to the Big 12 and joining Iowa State. So those are the commitments into the program. Singleton, Bond, Johnson, Manning, and Prather, and then the departure of Momchilovich, the biggest one, but Mason Williams, Cade Kelderman, and Dominic Nelson, the other three with them. And then, of course, you have freshman class coming in, too. So a lot of work being done on the Iowa State side of things with Iowa State men's hoops. And so certainly will be interesting to see how that roster kind of comes together here in 2026, 2027. 319-366-1600. TJ did have himself weekend 85-82. That is absolutely correct on the text line. 319-366-1600. Talk line, text line open for you here this afternoon. Continuing to track the transfer portal and everything that's happening with the transfer portal. Here, both men's and women's. A lot of different names out there, of course, and tracking all the big names with it as we get into the rest of the portal window here going into, when that closes. I mean, again, you can enter the portal, right, during that window. You have to enter during the window, but then it turns into you're kind of there, right? You're there until someone chooses you out of the portal. You're sitting there, your name's kind of there, you're kind of in limbo at times. I mean, players like Milan Momchilovic, it's, going to be lots and lots of people contacting you, but in terms of others, you might sit there for quite a while. I'm interested, and I'm sure there's the numbers out there. I need to do some more digging on my end, but how many players enter but don't come out of the transfer portal? Like a Hotel California effect. I guess you can't really check out at any time you like. You're just kind of there, right? 319-366-1600. All right, quick 60-second. Actually, make that 2.5-minute timeout. We'll come back and take your Monday MVP and LVP nominees. It's on the way next year on 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
Skies will be partly cloudy through the rest of the evening as well as into the overnight hours. Temperatures will be dropping back into the lower 60s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will be developing throughout Tuesday afternoon and evening. Some storms could be strong to severe during this time, and we'll see high temperatures reach the low to mid 80s. A few more scattered thunderstorms are expected into Tuesday night as temperatures drop back into the upper 50s. We'll see another round of showers and storms on Wednesday. And that was a check of your Weather First forecast. I'm meteorologist Kason Frericks.
When you know, you know. You've heard it your entire life, but it never made sense. Until now. Because finally, you're completely at ease around another human, laughing wildly and sharing deeply with that same remarkable soul, and feeling loved right down to your invisible pieces. You know, and can't wait to ask the question. And you're sure of one other thing, too. Getting the ring at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers. The Dickens family has been helping knowers like you for over 75 years. But it's more than that. A feeling that you'll be comfortable asking any question and that they'll help you reveal the ring you imagine but can't quite express. When you know, you know. Turns out everyone was right. So, stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then, step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Is the relationship with your IT company fraying at the seams? Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. We give every business a fresh, custom fit, never stretching or squeezing you into that existing off-the-rack plan. We look over what you have, listen to what you need, then tailor what we offer precisely to you. With no extra fluff, let's talk about finding a more comfortable IT fit for you. Network Computer Solutions, empowering your business. Our local people are the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
In a contracting business, you're either growing or you're grinding. Success is no longer about hard work alone. It's about using AI to accelerate impact. ServiceTitan is the only integrated intelligence that seamlessly automates your entire workflow, from first call to final invoice. Born in the trades, built for visionaries, ready to stop operating and start automating. ServiceTitan, AI for the trades.
Harry Douglas here. Let me ask you something. What if you can enjoy the taste of a cocktail, the warmth of a spirit, and still stay fully in control? That's RK Zero Proof, a pioneer in the alcohol-free spirits category. RK delivers bold flavor and a real warming sensation with zero alcohol, zero sugar, zero carbs, and zero calories. Perfect for nights out, social gatherings, or anytime you want the experience of a drink without sacrificing tomorrow. Check it out at rkbeverages.com. That's ARKAY beverages.com. RK, all the flavor, none of the alcohol.
This is Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
All right, 319-366-1600. We'll get to our Monday MVP and LVP coming up here in just a little bit. Take your nominations at the text line, 319-366-1600. Thanks to Jeremy in Cedar Rapids for hanging on during the break. Wants to talk a little portal and draft talk here on a Monday afternoon. Jeremy, thanks for the call. What's up?
Hey, I was just wondering if you might be able to clear up some thoughts that I had. So, once upon a time, when somebody put their name in for the draft, they could stay in there and they could come back until they signed with an agent. But is that not really a thing anymore since people have, quote-unquote, agents with NIL?
Yeah, I think that's part of the gray area that we talked about on Friday's show. I'll let you hang up there, Jeremy. Thanks for the call. 319-366-1600. There are two, and as we talked about this briefly on Friday, we've talked about it before in the past, but there's like two lanes trying to operate at the same time. And this is kind of where the eligibility rules, we mentioned those last week too, the 5-5 rule is starting to gain some traction. You get 5 years to 5 years to play, basically. You have a five-year clock, and that's it. There's no redshirting. There's no nothing. When it comes to agents, right, in the past, Jeremy's absolutely right. Like, you couldn't sign. You could come back to school unless you signed with an agent. But now there's agents with these players dealing with NIL, representing these players, sometimes feeding them not-so-above-board advice. What's allowed, right? Like, well, they already have agents to deal with their stuff in college. They have representation there. So does that make them not eligible already? So I think it's part of the being two lanes of operation here. The NCAA is still, amateur athletes, amateurism, student athletes. That's their kind of, overlaying layer of, hey, this is what we want college sports to be. But then there's reality of here's all the stuff that's happening that doesn't necessarily jive with the NCAA's view of things. And I think they're trying to keep two things alive at the same time. And it just kind of it creates confusion. So I think there's probably a difference between, and I'm not smart enough to know fully on what's going on. My interpretation of it is maybe there's college agents and then there's pro agents. And when you make that decision to go to the pro side of things, then you're done. But that's kind of where you've seen this with the players that are like, oh, well, I should have eligibility back because my clock didn't really run out. Well, case by case basis. And then there's different judges who interpret the law differently. And it just becomes, it's still this cycle of messiness that doesn't necessarily add up. Because again, caller's right. In the past, you could return to school unless you sign with an agent. But now players have agents. How does it track? How do the two come together? It's certainly something that needs, it's part of the puzzle that needs to get sorted out. I think that's the biggest thing. Okay, what model are we going with? What's reality here? How can you determine what is collegiate sports and professional sports? And there's really very few things that divide up create that dividing line anymore. I think that's the most frustrating thing for fans of the game. They're like, okay, yeah, what's the difference now? Aside from it's a sport with a college, tied to a college. That's the only thing. Like, it's not the Minnesota Vikings, it's the Minnesota Golden Gophers, and it's attached to the University of Minnesota. I'm using Minnesota as an example here in Eastern Iowa, probably not the most scrupulous thing to do, but I just did it. So what? Big whoop. But you get what I'm saying. Like, one is just, it's tied to a university with different colors, and they're in a collegiate conference. The other is in the NFC North, and they're professionals. That's the difference now. Players here are making money. Players at this school, the schools are making money. Players of the pros are making money. Players here have agents. Players there have agents. One is pro, one is college. Well, what's the true dividing line? That's a question we could spend hours upon hours trying to figure out the dividing line. One is governed by the NCAA. One is governed by Roger Goodell. Right? That's a difference there. It just adds to the mess that is college sports right now. Because, yeah, you're right. Sign with an agent, you're done. Back not even, what, 2, 3, 4 years ago. Sign with an agent, you're done. But now, well, you might have some time left. Although I'm pretty sure the rule still is if you sign with an agent, you're done. So what? Okay, how is that? What is it? What's the difference? You're in college versus the pro. I can't really tell. 319-366-1600. Let's get to our Monday MVP and LVP here on a Power Hour edition of the show.
They're the best.
The best!
Tell them again.
The best!
Oh, I like it.
The best of the best.
It is the Monday MVP and LVP here on a Monday afternoon. 319-366-1600. Who had the best and worst weekends in sports? That is up to you to determine. Still working on getting a certificate to mail out to people. Could you imagine? Rory McIlroy gets a certificate mailed to him from 1600 ESPN. His personal assistant be like, who are these people sending you a certificate? Why are they sending you a certificate? That's where I begin on my list. I see several of you on the text line, 319-366-1600. Rory McIlroy, yep. Put him on the list. He deserves the MVP of the week, far and away. Rory, isn't it in sports funny? He goes how many years without winning a Masters, right? Finally completed the career Grand Slam a year ago at Augusta. And now, back to back. Yeah, we'll get you one. I want to get you two in a row, right? had the largest 36-hole lead in Masters history on Saturday, bounced back to win. Little bit of drama there on the 18th. Hooked it right, had to shoot through the trees. Couldn't afford a six, because then it would have been a playoff with him and Scottie Scheffler. But it was Rory's day again, back-to-back Masters champions, or Masters championships for him. First time since Tiger Woods did it in 01 and 02. Here's a little bit from Rory on winning the green jacket back-to-back year.
I thought it was so difficult to win last year because of trying to win the Masters and the Grand Slam. And then this year I realized it's just really difficult to win the Masters. I tried to convince myself it was both, but yeah, just incredible. You know, I obviously did the bulk of my work on Thursday and Friday. And, you know, I don't think I would have believed anyone if they said to me, you know, all you have to do is shoot even par for the weekend and you'll win.
And that is the case, even par for the weekend. Blew that lead, but was right there at the top when all was said and done. Bounced back to become that fourth player in tournament history to win the in consecutive years. Sixth major championship in his career, tied for the second most among European players as well. And the fourth player in the last 40 Masters tournaments to win by holding at least a share of the lead after each of the four rounds. So Rory McIlroy, for sure, deserves an MVP award here from us at 1600 ESPN. Couple other names on my list. How about A.J. Green, former Northern Iowa Panther, his dad, of course, now the head coach in Cedar Falls. He became the career three-point leader for the Milwaukee Bucks over the weekend. He passed Ray Allen with 232 career three-pointers, setting a team record in the category. It was a dismal season, as you know, if you listen to the show. It was a dismal, dismal season for the Milwaukee Bucks. But A.J. Green, the pride of Cedar Falls, the pride of the University of Northern Iowa, making some NBA, some team history, 19 points, 5 rebounds in 36 minutes in a loss to the Sixers. Shout out as well, talk about guys that found their niche, their spot. We were talking about that in the context of Milan Momcilovic earlier in the show. Peyton Sanford and Luka Garza, both, I think, deserving of a nod as well. Sanford just had double shoulder surgery the last year, within the last year, and he finished with 23 points for OKC in their win over Phoenix. Luka Garza, man, talk about a guy who bounced around. He was Detroit drafted him, and then he was with Minnesota, and then ended up signing with Boston, and Luka Garza with 27 points and 12 rebounds in the win over the Magic as well. So tip of the cap to them if you're looking for alternative MVP nominees. From the baseball side, Jordan Walker of the St. Louis Cardinals. Cardinals have been a pleasant surprise, as have the Pittsburgh Pirates. They've been playing some decent baseball through the first couple weeks of the season. Walker, the fourth Cardinals player with 7 home runs in his first 15 games. And then we got to put Shohei on the list this week, too. Leadoff home run in consecutive games over the weekend, too. I've got a couple LVP nominees and the LVP. Well, we'll get to the LVP emeritus here in just a moment. How about the Yankees, Mets, and Brewers combined 0-15 in their last 5 games? Yeah, each team on a 5-game losing streak going into the new week of action. Also a special and a very special send of well wishes, but also permanent LVP nominee cancer, Dick Vitale, Dickie V. He has been diagnosed again with melanoma in his lung and liver cavity. So that is bad news. He did say in a statement, though, he's 4-for-4 in beating cancer past, and he's fully confident he's going to make it 5-for-5. But that is certainly one we send our well wishes to Dick Vitale with that diagnosis. The LVP... LVP emeritus nominee I had, Doc Rivers. The Milwaukee Bucks are free of Doc Rivers. He was let go, relieved of his coaching duties, and I think because he did so, he's for his entire career, not just his time in Milwaukee, but excluding the one season with the Celtics, and he had a Hall of Fame basketball career, certainly as a player, and for something that he did as a coach, but for his last couple seasons and for just his general track record. LVP emeritus, yet basketball Hall of Famer, Doc Rivers, gets a nomination this week here on 1600 ESPN. 319-366-1600. Ryan on the text line, agreeing with Rory as an MVP, the Cubs offense, also CBS's camera work at the Masters. And the no cell phone policy at the Masters as well. I saw a lot of social media videos over the weekend of people that were just totally baffled by this. If you're not familiar, again, we talked about some of the TV coverage, the things you can say, you can't say on the TV broadcast, but there's a lot more that you can't do at the Masters. You want it to be very, very exclusive at Augusta National for the Masters. That's what they want it to be. 319-366-1600. Ty Gibbs, 8582, nominating Ty Gibbs for his first NASCAR win as well. Ty Gibbs. Read about that this morning. Put that there too. All right, that's an MVP nominee, not an LVP. Ty Gibbs gets the MVP. Dick Vitale, though, salute to Dickie V for another round with cancer. Melanoma in his lung and liver cavity. Not fun. Wishing good health for Dickie V there. 319-366-1600. Quick timeout. Back to wrap things up at a power hour next here on 1600 ESPN.
Taking on the trails, roughing it off-road, or just keeping up with the kids this summer. Come find the bike to take you through it all. During the spring sale, now at Hall Bicycle. Through April 18th, you'll save 5% off every bike in the store. Plus, with your new bike purchase, you'll save 20% on accessories from Trek, Bontrager, and Electra. Get ready to ride and save right now during the spring sale at Hall Bicycle in downtown Cedar Rapids and on University Avenue in Cedar Falls, serving cyclists since 1898.
Get everything for your automotive needs at Menards. We have what you need to keep your vehicle looking like new. Give your car's headlights the care they need with a Turtle Wax Headlight Lens Restoration Kit. It removes surface discoloration and helps protect against future yellowing. Save big on all Turtle Wax products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6759. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6759. That's 800-575-6759. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Call or text Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports at 319-366-1600. You're listening to Spencer on Sports on 1600 ESPN.
319-366-1600. Another MVP nominee on the text line from 5343, Yuki Mura of the Iowa Heartlanders. I was reading about him in the Gazette, too. Only player to be at the Heartlanders, what, all 5 years? Of the team's existence. Of course, they're going on a league-approved break next year, which is certainly a sad story. But salute to a fan favorite, that is for sure, in the Heartlanders, here in the corridor. And when they went 1-2 this weekend, I think. It's a sad situation, but hopefully they can get back on their feet. That's for sure. 53-43, thank you for that. 319-366-1600. Short on time here as we are in a Power Hour edition of the show. Setting to wrap things up here in just a little bit. Cubs pregame show starts at 5:05 here on 1600 ESPN. Another big event tonight that we didn't get a chance to talk about. We'll certainly review it tomorrow, but the WNBA draft is tonight. The league, of course, expanding from 13 to 15 teams. The Toronto Tempo and the Portland Fire, who, by the way, just signed Megan Gustafson over the weekend. So reason to cheer for the new Portland team for the WNBA. But Megan and her corgi Pancake will be headed off to Portland for that. But those two teams in the mix this year. Dallas has the number one overall pick for the second straight season. Of course, took Paige Beckers a year ago. Will they take Olivia Miles or will it be AZ Fudd? It's kind of the back and forth I've seen just kind of looking at the mock drafts for the WNBA. Miles or Fudd, number one overall. Minnesota's got the number two pick. Seattle is third. Washington fourth. And then Chicago is fifth before the two teams, the two expansion teams, pick. Indiana, the Fever, they are number 10 in the first round. It, of course, is a three-round draft. The Washington Mystics, Storm, and the Sun all have multiple first-round picks this season. The question that I'm sure many will be taking a look at, the possibility of Hannah Stuhlke hearing her name called. Of course, not a guarantee, but with more spots available, two new teams entering, certainly more of an opportunity to possibly stick in the league. Kind of later rounds for sure if you do hear her name tonight. Bleacher Report and ESPN both had her on mock drafts. Not everybody does a WNBA mock draft, but if you hear her name tonight, likely to be second or third round. Bleacher Report had her 29th to Las Vegas. ESPN just had one right before the show started tonight as a third-round pick going 38th overall to Golden State, which certainly would be a nice reunion there with Kate Martin. But a lot of development still needed, I think, for her to truly make an impact in the pros. But the way she played, obviously the track record of post-development at Iowa, being part of those Iowa teams, right, with Caitlin Clark, the two Final Four teams, I think certainly will draw some attention to her. But looks like second or third round projected for Hannah Stuhlke if you do hear her name called tonight. Golden State, either one would be great. I mean, Vegas has got the championship kind of DNA, obviously, but Golden State, you'd have a familiar face to kind of help her along, help her get acclimated to being in the pros. So certainly something to look for there tonight. But Miles or Fudd or someone else could be the number one pick with the WNBA draft. That starts at 6 tonight for what it's worth here. Coming up in about 1 hour from now, baseball tonight, Cubs and the Phillies at 5:40. It's Javier Assad and Christopher Sanchez there. Washington and Pittsburgh tonight at 5:40. Cade Cavalli and Paul Skeens. Twins are hosting Boston this evening. Bailey Ober and Garrett Crochet at 6:40 from Target Field. And then Cleveland is in St. Louis. Gavin Williams, and Matthew Liberatore, the pitching matchup at 6:45. Those are your games of regional interest here this evening in Major League Baseball. Again, we've got the Cubs coming up for you here in just a little bit. Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Going to hear them a lot on the airwaves. They play them in Philly to start this week and then at Wrigley Field the first half of next week. So a lot of Cubs-Phillies matchups here on our airwaves here on 1600 ESPN. But that pregame show starts here at 5:05 with first pitch at 5:40. And, of course, you can catch it right here on 1600 ESPN. Back tomorrow with another Power Hour edition of the show. I've got plenty of transfer portal news. We'll check in with some more spring football talk and look back at the WNBA draft. That'll be coming up tomorrow here on 1600 ESPN. Enjoy your Monday evening. Back with you tomorrow at 4 here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Annie's first.